Even in the midst of these fast-moving events, I looked down at my carbine with sober reflection. I had just killed a man at close range. That I had seen clearly the pain on his face when my bullets hit him came as a jolt. It suddenly made the war a very personal affair. The expression on that man's face filled me with shame and then disgust for the war and all the misery it was causing. My combat experience thus far made me realize that such sentiments for an enemy soldier were the maudlin meditations of a fool. Look at me, a member of the 5th Marine Regiment, one of the oldest, finest, and toughest regiments in the Marine Corps, feeling ashamed because I had shot a damned foe before he could throw a grenade at me. I felt like a fool and was thankful my buddies couldn't read my thoughts. Bergen's order to us to continue firing into the opening interrupted my musings. We kept up a steady fire into the pillbox to keep the Japanese pinned down while the flamethrower came up, carried by Corporal Womack from Mississippi. He was a brave, good-natured guy and popular with the troops, but he was one of the fiercest-looking Marines I ever saw. He was big and husky, with a fiery red beard well powdered with white coral dust. He reminded me of some wild Viking. I was glad we were on the same side. Stooped under the heavy tanks on his back, Womack approached the pillbox with his assistant just out of the line of our fire. When they got about 15 yards from the target, we ceased firing. The assistant reached up and turned a valve on the flamethrower. Womack then aimed the nozzle at the opening made by the 75-millimeter gun. He pressed the trigger. With a whoosh, the flame leaped at the opening. Some muffled screams, then all quiet. Even the stoic Japanese couldn't suppress the agony of death by fire and suffocation. But they were no more likely to surrender to us than we would have been to them, had we ever been confronted with the possibility of surrender. In fighting the Japanese, surrender was not one of our options. Amid our shouts of appreciation, Womack and his buddies started back to battalion headquarters to await the summons to break another deadlock somewhere on the battlefield, or lose their lives trying. The job of flamethrower gunner was probably the least desirable of any open to a Marine infantryman. Carrying tanks with about 70 pounds of flammable jellied gasoline through enemy fire over rugged terrain in hot weather to squirt flames into the mouth of a cave or pillbox was an assignment that few survived, but all carried out with magnificent courage. We left the craters and approached the pillbox cautiously. Bergen ordered some of the men to cover it while the rest of us looked over the fallen Japanese to be sure none was still alive. Wounded Japanese invariably exploded grenades when approached, if possible, killing their enemies along with themselves. All of them were dead. The pillbox was out of action, thanks to the flamethrower and the Amtrak. There were 7 enemy dead inside and 10 outside. Our packs and mortars were only slightly damaged by the fire from the Amtrak 75-millimeter gun.